Hello and welcome to the San Carlos Blog Podcast. My name is Bob Burdell. I'm a realtor with today Sotheby's International Realty in downtown San Carlos. Appreciate everyone logging on for this week's podcast. Today we are going to take a look at something we haven't seen in San Carlos in some time, and that is actually a fairly competitive market. And obviously there's been a few posts recently detailing what to expect in 2012, and from everything that we've seen in the first month, it certainly appears that the market is going to be a little bit different and probably a little bit different than anything we've seen since 2007. In San Carlos right now is very much a market in transition. We've obviously had a few years in the recent past that have been less than stellar for San Carlos, but you know, the one thing I can tell you is living and breathing this stuff every day, you really can tell when there is a change. There's just a feel. I don't know that I can accurately describe it, but it's very different around the market this year. And it's being characterized by low inventory and more buyers than we can possibly have homes for right now in San Carlos. And I think most realtors that are doing a good amount of business in San Carlos would agree with that statement. And of course, the other two factors that are primarily fueling this little bit of a resurgence in the San Carlos market is A, interest rates, which are obscenely low right now, given the historical perspective, just slightly below 4% for many borrowers. And the other is that, for the most part, our local economy is pretty good. We have a lot of folks working at startups. I know quite a few people have left much bigger named companies to go into work at startups. And that's a very good indication that angel money and VC money is being loosened up a little bit. And of course, that has a lot to do with our local economy and how safe people are feeling in their jobs. So to recap, a combination of low inventory, low interest rates, and the general feeling that the economy, at least locally, has improved is really going to stimulate interest in San Carlos. San Carlos is normally a very desirable town, even when you know we had tough years in 2009 and 2010. But now with things improving, you can feel the pressure behind the demand, and I think that's going to start to show itself in 2012. So what I thought I'd do today is, if you happen to be a buyer looking in San Carlos for 2012, is give you the heads up on a few things that you may want to look for that tend to happen around here when the market gets a little bit more competitive. And I promised one client who thought I was giving away too much on the blog that I would keep it to a minimum. But I'm happy to do that and give everybody some general pointers. I don't think I'm exactly, you know, giving away the store with it. But here's some things to look out for when the market heats up. So here's scenario number one. And scenario number one focuses around a buyer who walks into a house in San Carlos and likes it right away and would like to present an offer to the seller. Upon contacting the listing agent, you may find out that the seller will not hear any offers immediately. In fact, the offers are going to be held at a later date. So keep this in mind. This is pitfall number one. Your agent should attach himself to the hip of that other agent, because what happens sometimes is you get some people who have been burnt in situations like that, and they will insist on presenting their offer ahead of that specified date. And realtors abide by a rule that basically all offers must be presented. So they can say that they're holding offers, you know, next Wednesday. But if you want to present an offer on Saturday, technically that offer does need to be presented. And, you know, most listing agents will hold to their word and encourage their clients to do the same. But sometimes if an offer is presented ahead of the date and the offer is presented correctly by the listing agent and the seller wants to accept it, there's nothing stopping that seller from not accepting that offer. So just realize that. So again, if a specified date is listed, make sure that you are contacting that realtor every day and making sure that nobody is trying to do something preemptively ahead of that date. We've all been burnt by it, and you always swear that that's never going to happen once it happens once to you. So just understand, just because there's a specified date does not necessarily mean that somebody can't jump in there preemptively. The second scenario we're going to look at has to deal with buyers who are basically in the move-up market. They are looking for a home, or maybe they're in the move-down market, but a home that is different than their current home in San Carlos. And their offer will be contingent on their current home selling. These scenarios, which are called contingency sales, worked in 2009 and 2010 because the market was not as competitive. With the market really ramping up in 2012, it is going to be very difficult in most situations for buyers to be successful with contingency sales.
you are asking the seller to take quite a bit of risk. In other words, an extra step of not completing the purchase on their house until you have entered into contract and actually sold your house. And it's tough because a lot of buyers cannot afford to own two houses, especially in a town like San Carlos at the same time. So buyers are left in a predicament of, do we sell first or pin our hopes to a contingency sale? In most areas of San Carlos, coming up in 2012, where there's any competition for a home, a contingency sale is going to be a real tough pill for the seller to swallow. So just kind of understand that. If there's any good news for buyers, you know, I can tell you that financing scenarios have loosened up a little bit. We're not quite in the box that we were in 2009 and 2010. So don't automatically assume that you could not own both houses together for a very short amount of time. We have a few more options available to us, and that's something that really should be brought to the attention of your mortgage broker. And those mortgage brokers that, you know, focus on San Carlos will understand the scenario perfectly. But don't assume you're automatically out of that, because, like I said, the last thing you want to do is go into a competitive situation where you have a house to sell. Remember, sellers are looking for a price, and they are looking for certainty of close, and certainty of close just takes a major hit when it's contingent upon your own house selling. And as a side note, for those of you that would like some more information on a few of those San Carlos brokers that I've had good success with in financing those types of options, just shoot me an email privately, and then I will go ahead and respond to you with those names and numbers. And the final scenario we're going to look at is sort of a general view of the multiple offer situation. So understand, if you get or you suspect that you may find yourself in a multiple offer situation, it really all boils down to this. Do whatever you have to do every step of the way to protect yourself while continually improving your odds. It's really that simple. So from a practical standpoint, what exactly does all that mean? It means that you simply need to have a plan and do all of your due diligence ahead of time. And with a plan, we'll start with the financing. Because the financing, I can't emphasize this enough to keep it on a more localized level. Whenever you take financing out of our area, listing agents will get a little bit nervous, just simply because there's more localized procedures that a lot of our mortgage brokers that are closer to home will understand in terms of how San Carlos works with as-is sales and how you handle possible termite issues, stuff like that, and how it's framed for the bank is crucial. And also, there's probably a history of production and successful transactions for your mortgage broker locally that will give the listing agent a little bit more assurance. So just understand that, again, if you're continually looking at stuff to improve your odds, going very local with your financing is step one. Step two is get all of your due diligence out ahead of time. Visit open houses, even if you think that they may not be relevant to exactly what you're looking for. Our inventory is so small in San Carlos right now that you could probably breeze through the inventory. And just have an idea, not that the home is exactly right for you, but so that you can keep a, you know, kind of a running spreadsheet in your mind of price points and what's being sold at what price and how fast those properties are being taken off the market. And you can also rely on your agent there for advice as well. And the other thing you want to do is run through with your agent the different procedures and that are in place when multiple offers do surface. And I guess kind of the third component I'll add there, and this is in no way, you know, a plug for any agent in San Carlos or myself or anything else, but if you're looking to continually improve your odds, and if you do your homework correctly, using someone more local in our market will just improve your odds, especially with markets that's going to be as competitive as San Carlos is in 2012. I know a lot of fantastic agents in Palo Alto, but to think that they're going to be able to cover San Carlos the way we cover it on a daily basis is just, it's impossible. You just don't have the bandwidth. I know myself and other agents that try to cover San Carlos, and my good friend Chuck Galulli tries to do the same thing. It's tough. It takes all of our effort every day to try and stay on top of things, and I just couldn't see it happening trying to cover multiple areas and do San Carlos at the same time. Again, not to say they wouldn't do a great job for you. I'm sure they'd do a fantastic job, but if you're looking under the premise of continually improving your odds, we do have a lot of fantastic agents in San Carlos, and a lot of them will do a great job for you. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind. And I think, since I'm coming up on the 10-minute mark, that is going to do it. But I appreciate everyone logging on, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks.